earlier.
有没有人有什么特别的感受？
Who had some special
我很相信我们跟神的交流马上就会有事情。
I believe that our
communication
with God is true. So I'd like to ask you, who would like to share?
刚才有没有人在祷告的时候你觉得神给你有任何话语或者什么启示，或者你觉得重担少一点，有没有？
Anybody experience God in our time of prayer just now?
刚才
Just now?
不是昨天晚上。
Not last night.
有没有？
Anybody?
好，请讲。
Please share.
就是这样，你讲，你用中文讲。
我虽然是在弹琴，可是
even though I was playing piano，
可是我感受到神的爱和同在。
I felt God's presence and His love。
就是我在弹的时候，我是感受到神就临到我们当中。
I felt that God just came upon us。
就很温柔的。
Very gently。
Yeah。
还有没有
？Who else？
Hey, okay, Francis, you can stand there, just say, yeah.
I think when Pastor was praying, I think God revealed to me something deep inside my heart.
刚才牧师在祷告的时候，神好像对我说一些话。
Which is something that is, well, which is something that I struggle a lot. But God revealed a picture that He is clothing me in white.
这个事情是我一直在挣扎当中的，但是神他显现给我，就好像他把我穿上白色的衣服。
It's so.White and beautiful that nothing in the world can match up to.
神给我穿上的是又洁净又美丽的衣服，是这个世界上没有任何事情可以比较的。
Yeah, so that is a very deep assurance to me that I shouldn't be worried about.The worldly thing.
这个对我来说是一个很深的确据，是让我不要提醒我不要为世上的事情而担忧。
Thank you, 感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来这里聚会。
When we come and gather together,
不只是来一个宗教的形式。
We're not just here for a religious gathering.
Amen.
Amen.
你跟神可以有交流。
You can communicate with God.
你可以跟他发生关系。
You can have relationship with God.
Amen.
Amen.
我们当中有多少人今天早上你希望神能够触摸你的举手
？Who among us which wish God would touch us this morning？
你希望神要鼓励你的举手
？Who would like God's encouragement？
就求神成就这件事情。
May God fulfill this。
神已经触摸我们。
God has already touched us。
很多时候我们的灵觉太迟钝。
But many times our spirit is so numb。
So dumb too。所以我们没有办法知道神在触摸我们。
So that we don't know God is speaking and touching with us.
我就希望我们在下面听着信息的时候。
So, for the following time.
Listen to the sermon.
The following time when we're sharing the sermon together.
你可以求神让你敞开。
You can ask God to open up your heart.
上帝很希望上帝正在帮你敞开。
God really wants us to be open, and God is helping us.
但是你必须要合作。
But you need to cooperate.
Amen. 你必须从里面打开。
You need to do your part.
你要神对你说话，你就要听。
You want God to speak to you, you gotta listen.
你就要谦卑的学习。
You have to be humble.
我们下面一起来读这一段圣经，好吗
？Let us read this scripture together.
罗马书第十一章一到二十四节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 1 to 24。
念完圣经以后。
After we're reading the scripture,
我就用英文讲道。
Pastor will speak in English.
维尼要用普通话替我们翻译。
And I will speak in Chinese.
你们要为我们祷告。
Please pray for us.
我们分工合作 ，OK？ 牧师讲道，维尼翻译，你们祷告。Amen.
Pastors,
还押韵，牧师讲道，为你翻译，你们祷告。OK.
We all participate this together.
I speak in tongues. 我们来读神的话，好吗
？Let us read the word of God.
OK. 我们都起立来说吧。
Let us stand.
You read whatever the language. OK. 好，一本。要到第几节了？现在完了。我的眼睛真好。
来祷告
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
May you speak to us
求你来跟我对我们讲话
Very clearly
非常清楚的
In your name we pray
奉主耶稣的名 Amen
You may be seated
请坐
I think it's very interesting when we were reading the scripture together
我们刚才在读这段圣经的时候很有趣
Because this scripture about the Jews and Gentile
因为 这段是有关以色列犹太人和外邦人
But now we have Mandarin speaking and English speaking they read the same scripture
但是我们是讲中文的又讲英文的我们是读同一段经文
So you see there's quite a difference there
就好像有很大的不一样
But we will learn the same truth today
但是我们今天学习的是同一个真理
The book of Romans is a book about the doctrine
罗马书是有关于基督教的教义
chapter 1 to chapter 8, Apostle Paul introduced, explained the doctrine of salvation very clearly.
罗马书第一到第八章，保罗非常清楚地介绍和解释福音和救恩的教义。
And when he come to the chapter 9,
但是他来到第九章的时候
he was confronted with the issue that the Israel, the Jews, they don't believe in this gospel.
他就讲到有关以色列的过去，神如何拣选以色列人，以及到犹太人如何拒绝耶稣。
So chapter 9 to chapter 11 is all about this issue, whether the Jews, the Israel has been rejected by God or not.
所以从第九章到第十一章都讲到同一个问题，就是到底犹太人有没有被神弃绝。
So we just wonder why this issue is so important.
我们就想说为什么这个问题这么重要。
It is important.
是非常重要的。
I'll explain to you a little bit why.
我要跟你解释。
Because in the last 2,000 years,
因为过去两千年
there's a tension between Christianity and the Judaism.
在基督教和犹太教之间有一个张力
very tense.
非常的紧张的这个张力
The key issue is the perspective of who Jesus is.
他们讲到的就是耶稣基督是谁
The tension is centered on one person.
这个张力是落在一个人的身上。
It's Jesus Christ.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
Of course, for the Christians.
当然，对基督徒来说
，Jesus is Son of God.
耶稣就是神的儿子。
Whole Christianity built upon his resurrection from the dead.
整个基督教的基础就是耶稣基督是神的儿子，他为我们的罪死又复活。
But Judaism doesn't think so.
但是犹太教不这么认为。
They think Jesus was one of the rabbi.
他们认为耶稣是其中一个教师或先知。
He's a good rabbi.
是一个很好的老师。
But it's a misunderstanding.
但是是一个误会。
So he was being crucified.
所以他就被钉十字架了。
But he wasn't the Messiah.
他们不认为他是救世主。
That's the major tension there.
这就是主要的张力的彰显。
Do you guys understand what I'm talking about?
你懂得我在讲什么吗？
So for the Jews,
所以对犹太人来说，
they don't accept Jesus is the Messiah.
他们不接受耶稣就是弥赛亚，救世主。
If they don't believe, they don't accept that the foundational doctrine.
他们如果不接受这个基础的话
，They cannot be safe.
他们就没有办法被得救。
So Roman chapter 9 through 11.
所以罗马书第九到第十一章
is deal with this issue.
在讲到这个问题。
Has God reject Israel or not?
神到底有没有弃绝了犹太人
？Because this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Abraham was the forefather of Israel.
亚伯拉罕是犹太人的先祖。
God made a covenant with Abraham.
神跟亚伯拉罕立了约。
And God said that the whole nation, the whole world will be blessed through your descendant.
神就对亚伯拉罕说，你的后代都会因为你而被祝福。
So in other words, Abraham's descendant, Israel, Jews, will be safe.
所以换句话来说，亚伯拉罕的后裔就是当现在的犹太人就会被得救啊，拯救啊。
But why in the Paul's time they don't believe in Jesus as Messiah?
那为什么在保罗的时代这些犹太人不相信耶稣基督是救世主呢？
And the gospel preached to the non-Jews and you and me.
以致这个福音传到外邦人当中呢，就是你跟我。
And that's the issue in the chapter 9, chapter 10, chapter 11 about.
这就是罗马书第九到第十一章所探讨的一个问题。
And the chapter 11 just now you all of you read together.
这个十一章我们刚刚有读到了。
It starts with the issue about God's rejection of Israel.
一开始讲到就是神有没有弃绝他的子民。
And the argument Apostle Paul tried to do is God has not rejected Israel.
保罗就讲到神是没有丢弃他的子民。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢
？Paul used himself as a testimony.
保罗用他自己的见证。
He said, "Look at me."
他说：“你看看我。
I'm 100% Israelites.
我是十分十的以色列人，犹太人。
I believe in Jesus.
我相信耶稣基督是救世主。
Is the Savior.
他就是我们的弥赛亚。
But Paul, But remember,
但是要记得
Paul wasn't in that position before, right?
保罗在这个以前他并不是这样子的。
You know, Paul is the best example about this.
保罗是就是最好的的例子。
He was rejected since, right?
他在遇到神之前就是被弃绝的。
Before he on the way to Damascus, before he encountered with risen Christ.
在他遇到耶稣基督之前
，He was opposed church.
他是对抗教会的。
Is that right?
对吗
？But on that day, the risen Christ appeared to him.
但是在他遇到复活的主的那一天
，He changed.
他就被改变了。
He realized.
他明白到
，Jesus is the Lord, is Christ.
耶稣基督是。弥赛亚是救世主
so his position changed.
所以他想法完全改变了 180
degree
180度的改变
He became a proclaimer of the gospel.
他成为福音的使徒
So God hasn't rejected Israel completely.
所以神并没有完全的弃绝犹太人
Apostle said, look at me.
保罗说看看我
And then he also used another example.
他也用了另外一个例子
In the first king.
在列王记上
Chapter 19:1-18
19章第一到第十八节
How many of you have heard a person named Elijah? Raise your hand
有谁有听过以利亚这个人
Did you have coffee with him?
你有跟他喝咖啡吗
Elijah lived in a very dark age
以利亚他的时代是一个非常黑暗的时代
The whole nation turned to worship Baal
整个以色列就离开神是进那个拜偶像那个巴利的偶像
They are kind of double-minded between worshiping Baal and worshiping God
他们对神的态度是有双重的标准又敬拜神又拜巴利偶像
So Elijah served as a prophet for God had a very difficult time
所以以利亚就是 他是当时的先知是一个在一个非常黑暗的时代
Almost one person against whole nation
好像只有他一个人对整个以色列的
国 So he charged the whole nation He came to the Lord and charged the whole Israel and say Lord they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars and the only one left and they are trying to kill me even now
以利亚来到神面前控告以色列说主啊他们杀了你的众先知拆毁了你的祭坛只剩下我一个人他们现在还要我的命
God disagreed with his assessment
但是神却不认同以利亚的看法
God said I have reserved for myself 7,000 those who haven't bowed to worship Baal
神说我为自己留下了7,000人是没有向巴利屈膝的
That also true with Paul's time
所以在以利亚的时代是如此在保罗的时代也是如此
Even in Paul's time Majority Jews They think they don't accept Jesus As the Savior and the Lord
在保罗的时代大部分的犹太人他们不接收耶稣基督为救主
God still reserves some Jews Believe Jesus is the Messiah
但是神仍然为自己保留一些人是来归向他自己的
So Paul with the two arguments say God has not rejected Israel completely
所以保罗就以这样的见证表明神没有弃绝以色列
Then you come to the chapter 11 verse 7 Paul say what then
那在第七节保罗就问到那又怎么样呢
What Israel so earnestly it did not obtain but the elect did the others were hardened
他说那又怎么样呢以色列人恳切寻找的他们没有得到蒙拣选的人倒得着了其余的人都成了顽固的
So Paul tried to bring out the reason that Israel has been rejected right now only for few the elect saved at the present time
所以保罗他就来解释以色列犹太人如何落到如此的光景
Why Israelites become like this They've been rejected majority of them being rejected at the present time.
为什么当时犹太人会落到这样子的光景被弃绝呢
?Paul gave two testimonies.
他保罗就用了两个见证。
One is Isaiah's.
其中一个是以利亚。
It is written, God gave them a spiritual stupor, eyes so that they could not see, and ears so that they could not hear, to this very day.
是以赛亚的见证。第八节说，神给他们麻木的灵，有眼睛却看不见，有耳朵却听不到，直到今日。
Israelites continue to reject Isaiah's message to the extent that God had hardened their heart, that they can no longer understand God's message.
以色列民一直以来对以赛亚的信息拒绝到一种地步，神允许他们麻木，无法再明白神的话。
So Paul tried to explain why Israelites come to that stage that they can believe Jesus is Messiah.
所以保罗就解释说，为什么犹太人会来到今天这个光景呢
？Because they continue to resist.
因为他们一直的对抗神。
Then the Lord just let them be.
神就允许他们这样子。
The Lord just let them harden their own heart.
神就允许他们的心刚硬。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my friends,
我的朋友们
this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
In certain way, we all like the Israelites.
某一个地步，我们好像也是犹太人一样。
Before we encounter Jesus,
在我们遇到主耶稣之前
we don't believe he is the Savior, he is the Lord.
我们不相信他就是救救主就是弥赛亚。
God used different people speak to us.
神用了不同的人对我们说话。
Again and again.
不断的说话。
But if we continue to say no, resist.
但是如果我们一直的说不，一直的拒绝。
God will allow us to harden our heart to be hardened.
神就会允许我们的心成为刚硬的心。
And we cannot hear the true gospel.
直到一个地步是我们不再明白神的话。
That's an Israelite situation.
这就是犹太人的光景。
So that's Paul's explanation. Also, Paul called another testimony from David.
保罗也用另外一个见证一个例子来说明这个事情。
David says in song, he said, "May their table become a snare, a trap, a stumbling block, and a retribution for them. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see, and their back be bent forever."
保罗引用大卫在诗篇里说。愿他们的宴席成为他们的网罗陷阱绊脚石和报应愿他们的眼睛昏暗不能看见愿他们的背脊常常弯曲
In David's opinion
在大卫看来
He has different opinion from Isaiah
大卫比起以赛亚有不同的看法
Isaiah thought the Israelites refused God because their stubbornness, so God hardened their heart.
以赛亚认为以色列人他们对神一直的对抗，所以神允许他们的心刚硬。
But David think that the Israelites, the reason they cannot be saved because they are so stubborn. They just been stubborn.
但是
nothing to do with God hardened their heart.
但是在大卫看来，大部分的以色列人被弃绝是因为他们顽固。坚持己见，不选择神的道路，这跟神有没有刚硬他们的心没有关系。
But when you put two together, it makes sense.
但是你两个一起看的话，是就会明白了。
Is that true?
是真的吗
？Many times we don't believe in God's guidance because your stubbornness or because God hardened your heart.
有很多时间我们不相信神的带领，是因为。我们的心刚硬，或者我们自己非常的倔强。
是因为你的心刚硬，是因为神让你心刚硬，还是因为你自己倔强，所以没有办法顺服神？是神让你刚硬不能顺服，还是你自己就是不顺服？请问哪一个答案 ？May I ask you？ 还是都有？认为是第一种的举手，因为是自己很刚硬的。
Those two reasons, which do you think is true for you? That God allow your heart to be hardened, or that you are stubborn?
哈哈哈哈哈哈 Both. So that's what a possible give.
这就是保罗所讲到的。 这两个。
So in the first part, chapter 11, verse 1 to 10, so Apostle Paul tried to wrestle with this issue.
所以保罗在第十一章第一到第十节，他讲到的就是这个问题。
Has God rejected Israel?
神到底有没有弃绝了以色列
？The answer is yes, and the answer also is no.
答案就是是又不是。
God has rejected Israel as long as Israel rejects God's way of redemption.
神弃绝以色列，是因为以色列弃绝神。
拒绝神救赎，
神的救赎的方法。
They feel Messiah shouldn't come that way to save them.
他们觉得救世主跟救世主或弥赛亚不应该用这个方法来救他们。
They are very stubborn.
他们真的很倔强。
But if you study the Old Testament,
但是如果你去看旧约
，it's very clear in the Old Testament prophecy.
非常清楚的在旧约的先知跟预言当中表现出来。
Messiah come first time as the Lamb of God.
这些预言都说弥赛亚第一次来是神的羔羊的形象。
Second time is the Lion of Judah.
第二次来是犹大的狮子的形象。
But Israelite don't think so.
但是以色列人他们不这么认为。
Isn't that true with many of us?
这个跟我们的光景不是一样吗
？We want God to save us.
我们希望神可以救我们。
In our turn.
用我们的方式。
In our way.
用我们的时间方式。
In our time.
用我们的时间。
Amen.
是这样子吗
？We stubborn.
我们真的很倔强。
So has God reject you?
所以神弃绝我们了吗
？Yes.
对
also no
但是也不是
as long as you are continuing stubborn
如果你继续这样子倔强顽固
yes you've been rejected
那就是神弃绝你了
but whenever you turn
但是你什么时候归转向神
just like a small portion of Jews
就好像犹太人当中的一部分人
throughout the generations
历代以来
there's a small portion of Jews
以色列犹太人都有一部分一小部分
They are saved
他们是有 得救的
They are not stubborn
他们没有倔强没有顽固
then in today chapter 11 verse 11 to 24
在罗马书第十一章
11到24
节
We will learn about the result of God's rejection of Israel
我们就会学到
以色列被弃的
后果。
First of all, it's told to Israel. 对以色列来说。
对以色列来说。
We see the Israel's fault is say here. Let me read, okay. Paul asks again, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery?
保罗就问到，那么他们失足是要倒下去吗？
倒下去。Not at all.
他说绝对不是。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because Israel's transgression don't believe Jesus the Messiah. The salvation has come to the Gentiles.
因为以色列的过失就是对耶稣基督的身份，弥赛亚，他的以色列对耶稣的不信，因为这样子救恩就因此临到外邦人了。
The Gentile conversion to God may make Israel jealous. Think about being justified by faith, not being justified by keeping the laws.
救恩临到外邦人，就这样子激发犹太人的奋发。因为这样子就表明了救恩是凭信心，不是因为凭着守律法。
This is not an easy part to translate. 这不是很容易翻译的部分。But I will just make a long story short.
这个我们长话短说。
Though Israel, they don't believe in the God's redemptive way.
虽然犹太人不相信神救赎的方式。
God has a second plan.
神还有另外一个计划。
God let the salvation goes to the Gentile, you and me first.
神允许救恩临到外邦人，就是你跟我。
Like a detour.
就好像。修路了，前面修路他就转弯了。
Right,
前面好像修路，那就有拐道。
original will go straight. The Jews will receive Jesus as Savior and the Lord first.
本来路是一直走的，就是前面犹太人要接受神。
But they choose not.
但是他们不要接受神。
God says okay.
神就说没关系。
I let the Gentile receive this.
那我就拐弯，我就让外邦人领。有我就让我的救恩临到外邦人。
So Israel's fault become a blessing in disguise to the Gentiles.
所以以色列的过失就成为我们外邦人的祝福了。
So, but whenever Israel the fullness, whenever Israel turned to the Lord,
但是当以色列归向神的时候
，what the blessing will be?
就在想象一下那个祝福是多大。
That's about the result God's rejection of Israel toward Israel, then they come to the toward the Gentiles.
对外邦人来说
，because Apostle try to explain that God's rejection of Israel, what's impact upon Israel, then now we talk about what's impact upon Gentile.
那保罗就说到，神的救恩对以色列来说是什么意义？现在就对我们说，外邦人来说是什么意义
？When so Apostle Paul start to address to the Gentile，
保罗就下面就对外邦人来说话了。
He say, "Hey, you guys."
他说，哎，你们外邦人。
I'm the apostle.
我是使徒，我对你们来说是使徒。
I want to tell you about the Israel's future.
我要跟你们说以色列的未来是怎么样的。
It's very bright.
是非常光明的。
They all will turn to the Lord.
他们总有一天都要回转归向神。
So he gave the parable of the doll and the whole batch.
他就用了生面。整团生面和首先上线上的生面做这个做比喻。
Also, he used parable root and branch.
他还用了另外一个比喻，就是树根和树枝的比喻。
He just say, you know, the forefather Israelites, they had a covenant with God. God blessed them, so their descendant will be saved as well.
他说以色列的祖先既然神已经拣选以色列的祖先分别为圣了，那其他的，就其他的面，整团面，指的就是以色列也是圣的。
Because the ancestor, the forefather, the first doll referred to the forefather Israelites.
他说，首先献上的生面是圣的，这个首先献上的生面指的是。以色列的祖先
If their forefather is holy, is sanctified, so with the descendant.
既然神已经拣选以色列的祖先分别为圣，那他其他的就是他的后代也是归神为圣的。
Also, he used the parable of the root and branch.
保罗还用了树根和树枝的比喻。
So the root referred to the Israel's forefathers.
树根是指的就是以色列的祖先。
God made covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神与亚伯拉罕、以撒还有
雅
各立约。
So he also the covenant blessing will come to the descendants.
那个约就一直延伸到、他们的后代，就是今天的以色列。
So that's what Apostle Paul tried to speak to the Gentiles.
所以这就是保罗要跟外邦人所讲到以色列的。
He just say, you know, they are not being abandoned forever.
以色列被弃是暂时的。
In other words, 换句话说 God tried to say, I will save people the way I design, it will work.
神他用自己的方法来拯救以色列，就这个就会成就。
It will work.
这个、将会成就的。
Is that encouraging?
这个好吗？这个信息。
Is that encouraging? 会不会很鼓励人心啊？上帝 ，sorry, God original one save Jews first.
神先神的救恩是先临到以色列犹太人。
But they reject for the time being.
但是他们暂时对神拒绝。
So the gospel goes to the Gentile.
所以救恩就领到外邦人了。
And then when the Jews look at Gentile, hey, they can be saved.
那个这个时候， 犹太人看到外邦人说，哎，他们也可以得到救恩。
Why we cannot be saved?
那我们为什么也不都、
so、
可以得到救恩呢？那他们就被奋发起来了。
So they, some of them also being saved.
那这样子，他们一部分人也会得到救恩。
In the meantime,
在这个当中
，God used the Gentile, non-Jews, you and me.
神就用外邦人，就是你跟我
，to preach the gospel.
跟犹太人来传福音。
No, preach the gospel to the whole world. 对全世界传福音。
对全世界传福音。
Also including the Jews.
啊，犹太人也包括在当中。
And one day.
终有一天
In God's timing,
在神的时间
the whole Jews will turn to the Lord.
整个犹太人以色列都会归向神
I think it's a very encouraging
这是非常鼓励人心的信息
Have you prayed for someone to know the Lord?
你曾经有为某个人得救来祷告吗
Your family member
你的家人
Your relatives
你的亲戚
You don't expect they say yes, hallelujah, right away
你不会马上他们不会马上说 hallelujah, 马上回应神的话
For the last 2,000 years
过去2000年来
The majority of Jews, they still don't believe Jesus is the Messiah
大部分的犹太人他们仍然不相信耶稣就是弥赛亚
God still loves them
但神还是爱他们
Continue to minister to them.
不断地对他们服侍
That's the kind of attitude we should have.
这就是我们应该有的态度
When we share the gospel with people,
当我们跟别人分享福音的时候
we plant the seed.
我们可以撒一个种子
We have good deeds.
我们做一些善事
We pay a lot of price.
我们也许付出很多
But we haven't seen the result yet.
但是我们还没有看到效果
But don't be discouraged.
不要因为这样子而灰心
Time will come.
神的时间会到
And then finally,
最后的就是
in today the scriptures,
在我们今天所读的经文当中
the Paul tried to warn the Gentiles.
保罗就好像对警告外邦人
You and me.
就是你跟我
Because the Gentile will say, well, see, the Jews are so stubborn.
外邦人就说，哎，你看啊，犹太人他们这么倔强。
They don't receive God's redemptive work.
他们没有得到神的救恩。
They refuse God's salvation.
他们拒绝神的救恩。
We got it.
我们却有了。
We're doing so well.
我们这样子不错啊。
We try to accomplish the Great Commission.
我们来做大使命。
And we will replace the Jews.
我们就可以代替犹太人。
Paul say no.
保罗说不是这样子。
That's not the case.
不要这样想。
God still will save both the Jews and the Gentiles.
神仍然会救外邦人以及犹太人。
He used a gardening term, engraft the branches.
他用园丁把野枝子插在树上的比喻来说明这个事情。
He say, if some of the branches have been broken off, you though a wild olive shoot have been grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive root.
在十七节说，如果把几根树枝折下来，让你这野橄榄可以接上去，一同分享那橄榄树根的枝酱。
In the gardening, when an olive tree doesn't bear fruit, the gardener may cut off some branches and graft some wild olive shoot onto the branches to make it bearing fruits.
当橄榄树枝不结果子的时候，园丁可能会把那些树根折掉，然后插上野枝子来帮助结果子。
That's exactly the situation about the Gentile right now.
这就是我们外邦人的光景。
We were the wild olive shoot.
我们是那个野枝子。
Being engrafted into the kingdom of God.
被插到神的国上。
And Paul warned us, don't be boastful.
保罗继续警告我们说，不要夸口。
Don't think you are better.
不要觉得你自己好像比原来的枝子好。
Isn't that true with every one of us?
这个不是对我们来说是很真实的吗？
We become a Christian.
我们成为基督徒
is by God's grace.
是因为神的恩典。
But then we start look at those non-believers.
但是我们就开始对那些不信的人来。
We feel we are better.
我们就觉得哦，我们好像比他们好。
That's why God saved me.
因为这样子神才救我啊。
Is that right?
是这样子的吗？
Because I'm very humble.
因为我很谦卑。
I'm teachable.
我很受教。
I'm quick to repent.
我又悔改。
That's why God saved me.
所以神就来救我了。
That's why God doesn't save you.
那就是因为神不救你。
That's exactly Paul's point.
所以这就是保罗所要警告我们的。
Here, three chapters, he talks again and again and again.
他在这过去这个三章里面，他讲到这个事情，不断的提到。
On one hand, he said, "You Jews, why you are so stubborn? Why you are so stubborn? Why you don't believe in God's provision this way?"
在一方面，他说，犹太人，你怎么这么倔强，这么顽固啊，都不接受神的救恩。
In the same time, he tells the Gentiles, "See how stubborn they are."
他就看，另外又跟外邦人说，看他们多倔强。
Don't learn from, don't copy their way.
不要像他们，不要学他们这个方式。
In the meantime, he tell the Gentile.
同时，他又跟外邦人说
，Don't be cocky.
不要这么夸口。
Don't think you are better.
不要高傲，不要觉得你。
Otherwise,
要不然
，you will be replaced.
你就会被砍掉了。
You're wild olive.
你是野栀子。
They are natural one.
他们是原来的栀子。
God can take the break the natural one. He can break you. No time.
神对他原来的枝子都不顾惜了，你觉得他神会对野枝子顾惜吗？
It's by grace.
这是神的恩典。
So what are the lessons?
所以我们学到的功课是什么呢？
You say, Pastor, it's so long.
你说牧师这么长。
I don't know much about what you're talking about.
你讲了什么我都不知道。
But right now, these three points are very important.
但你如果没有听到，这三点是非常重要。
Number one.
第一。
Whether you are Jew.
无论你是犹太人
or the Gentile,
或者外邦人
or Taiwanese,
台湾人
or mainlander,
中国人
or American,
美国人
or Korean,
韩国人
It's by God's grace,
是因为神的恩典
that you will be saved,
你才能得救
It's by God's grace,
是神的恩典
you will be saved,
我们才能得救
Without God's grace,
没有神的恩典
the Jew cannot be saved,
犹太人没有被得救
They have their problem.
他们有他们的问题。
Without God's grace,
没有神的恩典。
We Chinese cannot be saved.
我们中国人也不会被得救。
We non-Chinese cannot be saved.
不是中国人也不会被得救。
It doesn't matter.
没有关系的。
The humility remains the same.
这个谦卑的心是同是。
人性都一样的。We all sinful.
人性是一样的。
Lesson number two.
第二点就是。
Whether you are Jew or the Gentile.
无论你是犹太人或外邦人。
Being humble and grateful.
关键是
is the key to remain in God's redemption.
关键就是保持谦卑和感恩的态度，能使你继续活在神的救赎中。
I want to encourage you today.
我今天想要鼓励你们。
If you are not still a Christian yet,
如果你还不是基督徒
，do not be discouraged.
不要灰心。
We've all been in that position before.
我们每个人都曾经在那个光景里面。
Position of the Jews.
我们每个人都曾经在犹太人的这个光景里面
Very stubborn.
非常的顽固
Persisting in unbelief.
不断的不信拒绝
I want to invite you.
我想要邀请你
You pray to God.
你对神来祷告
Say God give me a humble heart.
跟神说求神给我一个谦卑的心
Give me a grateful heart.
给我一个感恩的心
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
it's so important to be humble and grateful.
谦卑和感恩真的是非常重要。
Amen.
Amen.
We need to be thankful, to be grateful for what you have.
我们要对我们所拥有的感恩。
You need to be thankful for the people God put in your family next to you to help you, love you.
我们要对我们的家人来感恩。
We need to continue to show our gratitude to the people in our life.
我们要不断对我们生命中的人来有感恩的态度。
It's a spiritual condition.
这是一个属灵的光景。
If we are humble,
如果我们谦卑
and grateful,
我们感恩
our eyes will be open.
我们的眼睛就会被打开。
You will see how much blessing God already put in your life.
你就会看到神已经给你这么多的祝福。
Amen. And your heart will be softened.
你的心就会被软下来，柔软下来。
And you will start to see how much God loves you.
你就会看到神是多爱你的。
The lesson number three.
第三点。
God loves both the Jews and the Gentiles.
神非常爱犹太人和外邦人。
So much he loved them.
他爱他，神非常爱我们。
He desired to save them both.
他渴望我们都被得救。
And that his love will never fail.
他的计划和他的爱是永不落空的。
Praise the Lord.
我们感谢神。
We may disagree with God's way.
我们可能对神的方式不赞同。
But his way is higher than our way.
但是他的方式比我们的高。
His way, his will is higher than our will. His way is higher than our way.
他的旨意被我们比我们的旨意高，他的道路比我们的道路高。
We're going to take the bread and cup.
我们现在来领主的杯饼和杯。
This is the Holy Communion time.
这是领圣餐的时候。
This is a God's way to save us.
这是神的他的方式来救我们。
Through His Son Jesus Christ.
经由他的儿子耶稣基督。
Die on the cross.
在十字架上为我们死。
Become the Lamb of God.
成为神的羔羊。
Wash away all our sins.
他的血，他的宝血洗净我们的罪。
I'd like to invite all of you.
我要邀请。我们当中
每一位 have been baptized unto the Lord.
邀请我们当中已经受洗的
have been born again and been baptized unto the Lord.
受洗归入神的名下的弟兄姊妹
we line up from the last row to take the bread and cup.
我们开始从最后那一排开始
到前面来拿饼跟杯
我们感谢你这个新约
Through the bread and cup
这个饼和杯
Remind us
来提醒我们
Who we are
我们是谁
We are your children
我们是你的子民你的儿女
We thank you for your salvation
我们感谢你这样子的救恩
You redeem us
你救赎了我们
Father we just pray in any way
主啊我们来祷告
Anyway, we offend people.
如果我们得罪人的地方
May you forgive us.
求你来赦免我们的罪
In many ways, we offend you.
如果有得罪你的地方
We ask for your forgiveness.
我们求你来赦免
May the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse us.
求主耶稣的宝血来洁净我们的罪
So we can take this bread and cup in a worthy manner.
好让我们吃这饼和杯的时候是配得的
Now let's all take this bread
我们一起来吃这个饼
Refer to the body, Jesus' body being broken for us
这个饼预表着耶稣的身体为我们舍下
Let's take it with a thankful heart
我们用感恩的心来领这饼
This cup refers to Jesus' blood shed for each one of us.
这个杯预表着神耶稣为我们所流的宝血。
Through His blood,
因着耶稣的宝血
our sin can be forgiven.
我们的罪可以被赦免。
And take this cup with thankful heart.
我们以感恩的心来领这杯。
Thank you for your love for us.
我们感谢你对我们的爱。
We thank you for your redemptive work for us.
我们感谢你的救赎。
May you bless this bread and cup.
求你来祝福这饼和杯。
We have partake just now.
我们现在所领的饼和杯。
Strengthen our faith.
给我们的信心更加得力。
To see how much you love each one of us.
让我们看到你是如何的爱我们每个人。
Also bless the following time.
也求你祝福以下的时间
Small group, share and prayer time.
我们会有小组的分享和祷告的时间
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求
Amen, Amen.